Oh, Dave.
Sir.
All right. It's Bosch and Marsh signing on. So, we have special guest Dave.
Oh my, what an honor it is to be in the presence of Bosch and Marsh themselves.
Dave,
in the flesh.
Would you like to address our 64 million subscribers? 5.
It's been 67 by now.
67 million subscribers. Please address our subscribers, Dave.
By the time I address them, it may be 68. So it is great to have my voice broadcasted to all of you.
Thank you. We'd also like to introduce special in-studio guest of Bryce not
Short.
Long.
Bryce Short.
Bryce Short. Yeah. Bryce, say something.
Hello.
That is Bryce.
Speak up, Bryce. That is Bryce.
Bryce is hard of hearing and speech, which is why he is not participating in the discussion tonight until we bring up politics.
And what are you on?
Dave, what are your feelings on politics?
Well, I can tell you my feelings on Bryce, and that is that it sounds like he has joined our podcast from the end of a very long haul.
I completely agree. Could you dig a little deeper into the subject?
Yeah. Really tell us how that makes you feel.
It's like
in your soul.
The way that the audio is expressed to my earlobes, it is as though his expression is that of one who is down a long hallway. One that is very immense in size.
I think that really cleared it up for us. Thank
you. I don't know if that is some form of art being used in a subliminal way.
Dave, I have to interrupt you for a moment to tell you that one of our guests, I won't tell you who, said that you are an idiot.
It is one who is struggling with speech. He's currently writing on his chalkboard that he thinks you are an idiot.
At the end of his hallway.
I don't think I can argue with anyone who communicates by writing on a chalkboard.
Hey, get to the point, Dave. What are your political views? Don't beat around the bush. Or the hallway, in your case.
The thing about hallways is you can't go around them.
That's right.
That would just be another really long hallway.
How old are you?
That is between me and Bosch and Marsh. That is not a question that you have the authority to ask on this show.
You sound like an idiot, but you know.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
So back to the politics. I'd like to know your side, but your cousin said that you had. Go ahead.
What?
He's asking for a quick explanation of your political views.
Yes.
Essentially.
He's struggling with a garbled speech defect currently. It's due to his 6 braces on each tooth. A doctor kind of screwed up on him.
Oh, that's a shame.
But he would like to know your political views and what you think we should do about the state of California.
Burn it.
Amen, brother.
I say we dig a big trench and let it float out to sea.
Exactly. Amen. What I said yesterday.
Sounds
really.
Our special guest Bryce Short is from California.
No, can we get a scientist on the next show to tell us whether or not California would float?
Yes.
I think we actually have one nearby. We
got really?
Yeah, he's on my couch right now, actually.
Special guest, yeah. Howie Scientist.
We'll bring him in here.
His last name is Scientist?
Yeah, he's a natural.
No, I meant someone who studies science.
No, he did study.
That's what every scientist says they do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, bring him in.
He's brought in.
Here he is.
Yep.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. In 1882,
he's down the hall with the other guy.
He is down the hall.
In 1882, a study performed by the University of Utah clearly showed that the state of California, if first burned to remove trees and then cut off from the rest of the United States, would float and would probably travel through the Mediterranean Sea down to Africa. We're lodged up against a large tree.
You're Botswana, as we
we were discussing this the other night in a podcast that unfortunately had to be removed from Anchor due to some very expressive political views. But we did find out that a brownie in Botswana on Tuesday evening, it tested positive for COVID-19, coronavirus for short.
Did you hear about that, Dave?
The brownie did?
We saw it on TikTok.
Really?
Yes, so, and the struggle is that that brownie was obviously in a pan with other brownies, which may have been spread around the world.
How old was this brownie?
It was only 2 hours old.
So it was likely asymptomatic, no?
Yes, it was asymptomatic. The test was given in error. The tester guy was trying to push it up somebody's nose, but stuck it in his mouth where there was part of this brownie.
No.
And then in revenge, the guy just jammed the test into the brownie on the plate, where it tested positive, and that is the first food item to test positive to coronavirus, COVID-19, for long.
Wow. Scientist,
I must tell you that that made no sense.
Our science
sounds very slow.
Dave, unless you can hear, our scientist has put in that he finds the brownie test to be false. He thinks it's unlikely that the brownie contracted the virus.
You see, your average middle-aged female named Karen knows more than your average scientist. Fun fact. So, excuse me?
We have a rivalry brewing in the studio.
Did I hear a bit of mockery?
Yes, our guest Bryce was scratching on his chalkboard and he said, fun fact, question mark.
He's questioning the fact it was fun.
But he's currently
I'm questioning the fact that he needs to be on this show.
I agree. I think we should kick him off the show the earliest possible. He wants to get back to your views on his legs.
Should he shave or not? It's the question of the day.
However he feels he should do regarding his legs, I suppose he shall.
So if he shaved off half the leg hair, do you think that would be attractive or no? As in, would he pick up all the ladies?
If he did half on one, he would have to do only half on the other.
Okay, let me ask you, are you one to pick up the ladies?
I am not comfortable disclosing that information.
Well, then I'm not taking that information from you. Sorry.
I think that was what he was pointing out, Bryce. He wasn't giving you the information to take.
It wouldn't matter if you took it or not if it wasn't there to give.
Exactly.
Scratch that on your chalkboard, Bryce.
He is currently taking...
Like, you sound like a man of literature. Is that correct?
Excuse me? I couldn't hear you down the hallway.
He thinks he's currently scratching on his chalkboard that you sound like a man of literature.
A man of literature?
Yeah, I think he means he thinks you litter a lot.
No, I don't.
No. Is that like when you stand outside of like buildings and like public buildings and stuff?
Yep.
That's the lottery, Dave.
Oh. You know, lottery-ing.
Yes.
Dirty lottery bugs.
Uh-huh.
How dare they?
We do have a sponsorship today. It's from Chick-fil-A. So we're just gonna go over Chick-fil-A and its many employees today.
Well, there's a single employee that we're really reaching out to.
Single being the key word.
Yes. A single employee. And we are currently striving to make her life as wonderful as it can be with the chalkboard forever.
So in a relationship with the chalkboard?
Yes, we want to, let's just say it's going to be someone's going to have to write I do on their chalkboard.
That is a very liberal view that one could be in a relationship with a chalkboard. I would like to hear your political views regarding such a relationship and its legal foundation regarding the amendments and other things likewise.
Okay, let's get this straight. I'm not a liberal. and I did not say any of that. Second of all, are you a liberal?
All I know is they're putting chemicals in the water.
What?
Bryce is nodding his head in agreement.
What water are we speaking of?
I'm just talking about liberal or conservative. Are you right or left?
I am about as conservative as your mother.
So I'm not sure to take that as a very conservative or very liberal.
I think he's.
Well, what are your mother's views?
Very conservative.
Well, there you have it.
He's currently scratching on his chalkboard that he finds you very attractive, and he is considering coming down to meet you.
It would be an honor as long as we spoke from the distance of a long hallway, because that's how I'm used to him. It might catch me off guard if he had a bold, loud voice.
Dave.
Similarly to the voice of many people who support conservative views.
Not sure what I was
Bryce, thinking. Would you like to comment on his previous remark?
I don't know what he said. I think we should move on to our next section of the podcast.
Yes. Jack Bosch, please announce the and final section of our podcast.
The final section is going to concern something that's very near and dear to our hearts. And I think Marsh would like to just to reveal that to you all.
Yes, it's been on my heart a lot recently in the past few days. And I know it has been for Bosch as well. We've both been thinking about it a lot. We've talked about it a lot. And I'm pretty sure that Dave would like to reveal what this issue is.
Yeah, so you guys were speaking to me. It was a very open session. And it was very close to my heart, and it hit very close to home.
As it should.
And so I don't know if I feel fit to even say the topic, lest I get emotional. You know how that goes.
I completely understand. Whenever
so,
Dave gets emotional,
he tends
to lock himself in a closet.
It feels like
it's bad. So, Jack, if you would just help me out here.
Well, I'm also getting rather choked up just thinking about this. So I was considering calling this one a wrap and maybe dedicating our next episode to this topic so we can have time to prepare ourselves for discussing such a heavy burden to our hearts.
I completely agree with that, Bosch. I think we should devote an entire podcast to this issue. As, like we've said, and you all know, it is not a matter to be taken lightly.
Not at all.
So, with that said, Dave, do you have any parting words for our millions of subscribers?
Just keep on listening, as it were, because next episode is going to be a doozy, as the cool kids say.
Thank you for those thoughts. Bryce Short, any final scratches on that chalkboard for our listening audience?
Thank you and have a good night.
He says thank you, have a good night, and that he will discuss in his podcast about all his political views. That should be releasing around 10 o'clock this evening.
In the meantime, be sure and listen to our new Anchor ad, bringing you lots of important information on the app and what we can do with it. And that's Bosch and Marsh signing off.
Bosch and Marsh signing off.